What will local marketing look like in 2024? We're seeing a lot of forecasts from trend watchers, but has anybody consulted with the people who really know? The businesses that will be buying all the advertising next year? Well, we did. We consulted with more than 2,000 of them, and boy, wait till you hear what they're planning to do. In this episode, we deliver the highlights and our take on where local ad buyers will lead us in 2024.
Welcome to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, bringing you unique insights from two of the industry's brightest analysts and forecasters, Corey Elliott and Gordon Burrell. Today's podcast is sponsored by Rate Optics, the only AI tool for broadcasters that uses data science to make better pricing decisions, and by SEPPO, your go-to outsourcing business partner. So, without further ado, here are your hosts, Gordon and Corey.
Here we are, folks, back with another auditory gem. I am one of the miners here, Corey Elliott, and that other miner of gems over there is Mr. Gordon Burrell.
Major. You're the miner, I'm the major. I'm the major gem.
As soon as I thought that, I thought you might think I was speaking about M-I-N-O-R-S.
And I seized upon it with my rapier wit.
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
Hey, we're talking about a big survey. You have been really, really busy with this survey, diving into the results. And wait. You have not been busy with one of the, you know, the crowd favorites, which is Corey's Local Marketing Minute. What up with that, yo?
Basically, you had me shut it down because you were really jealous of how many fans I was getting.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. How about this story? We shut it down because we're building out the office with studio space and a special chair, padded chair for you.
Exactly, because that's what my Tuchus needs.
And it comes on a stool, too.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Anything to help with my height.
Seriously, Corey's Local Marketing Minute, when does it return?
Yeah, it's going to return as soon as we get that studio up and functioning. So it'll be either December or the beginning of the year. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but that's where we can share some of these little gems we're talking about. And what we're talking about today are the results from the local advertiser survey that we do in the fall that really focuses on what people did in 2023 and what they think they're going to do in 2024.
Well, personally, I'll be happy to see the return of the mad professor. Here, I think we can just give a auditory summary of it. So, you know, the highlights, I think, Corey, were, hey, man, I get a really good feeling there's a good year of coming. We also saw some great insights, and we'll talk about them in this podcast, on artificial intelligence. Ooh, things are moving along more and faster than we expected. Mm-hmm. And that thing that everybody keeps talking about, well, advertisers seem to be dealing with fewer and fewer and fewer media companies. Well, yeah, we've got some insights on that. We just did this survey and they told us how many they're dealing with. And then we've got this really cool thing about effectiveness and what's effective and what's not. And Corey, out of the top five, there are two traditional media companies that have made it into the top five in terms of being very to extremely effective. And then we've had a flip-flop. One that was number one for quite a while in terms of effectiveness is now number two, replaced by something else. We'll talk about that. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with just generally, I kind of teased about 2024. What do we think, or more importantly, what do local advertisers think about marketing spend in 2024? Is it going to be a good year, bad year, or other? And I think we can say it's going to be a pretty good year.
Yeah, I got a good feeling. You know, at least budget-wise, it could all go straight to hell in the first quarter like we've seen the past couple of years where January's crickets, right?
Yeah.
But when you have, what is it, less than 10% say they're going to cut? That's 90%?
Yeah, we had around
kind of hold steady.
Yeah, we had around 69% say they're going to hold steady, and 20%, that would be one out of five for people who can't do math, one out of five saying, hey, you know what? We're going to increase in 2024.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. There's a lot of flux too in that, but you know, what else did we learn? Because I do believe we did ask a question about those who cut in 2023, what made you cut, and those who increased, you know, and how you felt about that.
We did that because we wanted to get into, you know, did, since we're looking back on 2023, did you spend more or less on advertising than you thought you would at the beginning of the year? And here's what we found out is 1 out of 5, again, 20%, said they spent more in 2023 than they thought they would at the beginning of the year. And when we asked them why, I think there's something revealing. Number one reason was, hey, we're trying something new. Okay. Number two reason, well, media companies are charging more. Aha. Okay. Keep that in mind. I think that's a warning sign. Then we looked at the people who said, nah, man, I spent less this year than I thought I would. Their number one and two answers was, their number one answer was shifting money to other forms or other priorities. And the number two, using less expensive methods. So there's still this focus on, man, local media is too expensive.
Yeah. And we've seen that for quite a while. ROI question has always come up. So it's yep. really about money and the inability to really prove that the $5,000 I spent, you know, last quarter on whatever, even Facebook or in the newspaper, whatever, was worth it. So they just solve the problem of where does this, you know, money go and how does it actually provide some ROI? And if you're too expensive, I'm out of here.
I'm very glad you said that, because that's another question we had in here as we asked, okay, why do you buy from a media company, or what would make you buy from a media company? What are the reasons?
A really, really attractive and nice rep that has a nice cologne or perfume, right? A strong handshake, yeah. looks you in the yeah. eye. That's yeah. what does it.
Strangely enough, that was the last consideration.
Is that right? Last?
Yeah, that was tied for last. But the number one, there are two answers that tied at like 33%, I think. One was, hey, can you target the people I need to target? That's number one. Right along with that was proving that you could do all that stuff. Yeah. So ROI and targeting, those are my main considerations. I don't care that you have a nice cologne or a firm handshake. Can you do those things?
And I think the person who is behind a lot of this work for us, Corey, Amy, we should mention mm-hmm. her. She's great. She's great awesome. At serving. I think you just sent me kind of a love note about her this morning, an email. It's like, oh, my
well, God, well, well, you know what? Free commercial solutions through research.
There you
go. That's her company. Check it out.
Free commercial. So Amy put together, out of about 600 responses, which is about a third of all mm-hmm. people, took up 20 freaking minute survey. And then at the very end, we said, would you like to take a little more time to give us some suggestions for media companies? And they went, oh, hell yeah. So yeah. And it was open-ended, but she grouped them all. Number one, suggestions or the wish list for media partners. Give us more affordable products. Number yep. two, give us better measurement and tracking. Number yep. three, customized solutions. Number four, targeting. So those yep. those were the yeah. top four ones, and it all fits into what you're just saying.
Exactly. That's what's on their minds right now. I was kind of surprised that in previous surveys, we keep hearing about, hey, be my marketing partner, come with good marketing ideas. That kind of got overshadowed by, hey, can you target, can you prove it? This year.
Yep. And by the way, we're going to talk about all of these in a webinar. It's usually our most popular webinar of the year in December. Do you remember the date of that? I got to look it up over here. Here it is, December 12th.
There you go.
God, we just pushed out an email. We already have over 100 registrants. We usually have about 800 to 1,000 registrants for this. So we just pushed out an email. This would have been last week, but today for us. It's on December 12th, 11 to 11:45, usually our most popular webinar of the year. What will 2024 bring? Findings from Borrell's new survey of 2,070 local ad buyers and agencies. So if you want to sign up for that, give it a quick plug. You can join, if you're not already on the Local Advertising and Marketing Trends LinkedIn group, and we have a posting there with the link. Or you can also very simply go to bit.ly/Borrell2023. Borrell's all lowercase, B-O-R-R-E-L-L 2023. bit.ly/Borrell2023. You can register. So right after the break, we're going to come up on a commercial break in a moment. But we want to talk, Corey, about effectiveness rankings.
Yes.
The number of media companies they're working with. That's a good one. I think we might argue on that one.
Oh, do you? Well, let's find out.
And artificial intelligence. And you know what? There's something there everybody needs to be paying attention to. We'll talk about that right after this.
Need a strategic solution for talent retention, scalability, or performance improvement? Have you tried outsourcing, but your tasks disappear into an impersonal black hole? Discover the SEBPO difference today. Your dedicated SEBPO team works solely with your business, so you'll always know the expert behind the optimization. Let SEBPO handle your time-consuming tasks so you can scale, save, and succeed. Learn more about SEBPO by visiting SEBPO.com/Borrell. That's SEBPO.com/BORRELL.
If you're still using outdated ad tech or relying on gut feel to sell modern-day media, it's time for a change. Rate Optics is the revolutionary pricing and sales analytics tool that will transform the way you price inventory and negotiate with clients. With cutting-edge AI and data science at its core, Rate Optics serves as your centralized pricing hub and streamlines how rates are managed and accessed across linear, digital, political, and more. Join the dozens of broadcasters that use Rate Optics to make better pricing decisions faster. Contact us at revenueanalytics.com/Borrell. That's revenueanalytics.com/Borrell.
Gordon, this is Corey as an AI. I'm just kidding. I was trying to make something funny about being AI, but we want to talk about local advertisers and their perception of AI and how they can use it.
Yeah. As I said, just for the commercial break, there's something there. It's just, you know, I didn't expect, you know, we all see, I guess, at least initially, we all saw AI as the new thing. I mean, kind of hope it went away, right? But it's like generative AI in particular came on us very, very quickly. And you know, what I saw in the survey, Corey, is that you have 14% of 2,000 advertisers saying that they're actively using it. And this is Chat GPT or other AI tools. 14%. What do you think of that?
I think it's interesting. I think it's more interesting about how they're using it or how they think they can use it. And of course, the first thing they jump to is it's all about copy, right? It's all about being able to write something. Can it help me write content? Can it help me write a good email? What can it help me write? I think that's probably pretty important. But 14% at the SMB level, at the local marketing level, that's pretty significant this early on.
It's significant-er than we found last summer. At midsummer, if you recall, you did a SMB panel, and it showed, I think it was 8%. Yeah, here it is. 8% were using it. Now, I would actually think that SMB panel, which is a very distilled small group, who say, yes, survey me every month. So you're probably a little more savvy when it comes to marketing. So that would have, at 8%, would have been, I thought, at the high end. Now we survey hoi polloi, the gentry, you know, those people who don't know what the hell, you know, a commercial is, but they do know what a Facebook post is, right?
Right.
It's 14%. So I think it's grown tremendously in, what, 4 months?
Yeah, I think it has. And it's something to look at. The other thing that grew between those two surveys was how, like I said, how they use it. The one thing that jumped up was using AI to help me, get ready, target. How can it help me target? So you see this incredible emphasis on how can I get in front of the right people?
Yeah. And if you look at the top five ways that they foresee it, this is from the survey, content creation, recommendations. I think a sales rep usually helps them with that. Writing advertising copy, I think a sales rep usually helps them with that. Identifying, profiling target audiences. I think you get the trend. Optimizing their creative with headlines and images and audience targeting and segmentation. I think, you know, back to one of our previous interviews, the last one with Gordon Henry, are robots going to replace sales reps? You know, these are things that sales reps do.
Yeah. If they don't offer up these things right away, of course, local advertisers are going to try and find solutions so if they don't feel they're getting it.
It leads to the question then, are they cutting out media companies for this? And we do have a little more insight into a number that people have been watching for a number of years that has gone from, I think, 8 to 7 to 5 to 4. And that is, Corey?
Well, this is about media types they've purchased, right? And so they've, in 2023, the average number was 5.4. Now we asked, okay, what do you expect in 2024? What do you expect you're going to purchase? And that average is 5.2. So a slight downtick from the 5.4.
Yeah, but when we ask them what number, you know, how many companies do they buy from, as we've asked in previous surveys, and then said how many of those are local, it's usually a large, you know, larger number for the overall buying and a smaller number. It's gotten below, it's gotten right at 2, I think.
Yeah, it's getting smaller.
So they're kind of settling in on a mix of, you know, 3-4 types of media they buy in a year, and 1, maybe 2 companies they buy from. And as we said before, I think those two companies are characterized by, well, this one sells direct mail, so I'll buy direct mail for them. And this one sells radio and all this other digital stuff that I need. Bingo. So if you have all the other digital stuff you need, you're kind of assured that you're going to, you know, have a client, I think, for a while. That's the way I see it. And of course, the way I see it is usually right.
Yeah, I see it as, again, and I've said this before, I see it as the result of the vending machine attitude that some media companies have. The onus is on the local advertiser. What do we have in our vending machine that you want? So that means the local advertiser, it's still up to them. And they're going to decide everything.
Mm-hmm. So we ought to get to the effectiveness. I know we've teased a bit to that.
Yeah.
And what I'm looking at on my screen right now is the coveted first chart of the week series, which we are launching on December 7th. I think it's our most traffic page on the website. We get a lot of traffic. Whenever we release charts of the week, it's a 10-week run. We have a chart every single week from the survey. And we start out on December 7th with a big bang, and it is media effectiveness rankings in 2023. So what they said this year was most effective. And Corey, as we teased, in the top five, there are two traditional forms of media.
Bum, 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 bum. Yep. I'll give you this clue. The first two aren't traditional forms of media. They're digital, and they keep flipping back and forth every year. It seems like,
not often. One has been at the top.
True.
Social media. And it's not just Facebook, but pretty much it's just Facebook. I mean, there are a lot of other things in there, but the effectiveness rankings of Facebook are just kind of through the roof. And so that's part of it. But it's also Instagram, maybe even LinkedIn to some extent, or I guess Twitter's X is kind of losing its cachet. But I think Instagram and Facebook pretty much rule. And it is not at the top of the list this year.
No, SEM is. So SEM beat it out. But should we tell them at least one of the media types, the traditional media types, are in the top five?
I think it's an easy guess. One, but the other is a surprise. But I'll tell you, I think I was a bit surprised, although we talked earlier prior to the podcast, and I think you gave me some pretty good reasons. One of them is broadcast TV, the most expensive medium, the highest medium outside of newspapers, and one of the least used, actually, when you look at the percentage of advertisers buying broadcast TV.
I think there's a clue there. And we were talking, maybe we should have a separate podcast, a deep podcast, because so everybody knows we talk before the podcast, and we always end up saying, man, we should record this, because that's when there are a lot more expletives are thrown out and things like that. But anyway, my reasoning behind broadcast TV being so high in effectiveness is I wonder, so much money is spent with broadcast TV. When we look at our surveys, that's like the number one thing that gets the most money. So I'm worried that survey takers who get asked, hey, how much money did you spend on broadcast TV? Oh, we spent a lot. Okay. Was it effective? Who's going to say, oh God, no, it was not effective.
Yeah. But I think if it weren't effective, we'd see high attrition rates from it. So there's that too. But also, you know, I do think the phenomenon with broadcast TV is the same with social media. And that is someone says, hey, I saw you on TV and bam, your advertising works, right? Social media, someone clicks like or someone comments and it works. Someone reads your ad in the newspaper and then what? It's not the same thing. So, you know, broadcast TV hits. It's kind of like the last mass medium when you think about it. And that might be why it's so effective. It's just the numbers game, which might be a clue as to the other traditional form of media that is in there. But I think we should hold that and let people guess and sign up for the webinar. So the webinar, by the way, I'll plug it again. If you want to sign up for it, register for it. It's December 12th at 11 a.m. Eastern. Just go to bit.ly/Borrell, B-O-R-R-E-L-L, lowercase 2023, and you can register for it. And I know there are a lot of other things that we can talk about, Corey, because the surveys you produce are just phenomenal in terms of all of the information. I've been going through it for the past several days. There's a lot of stuff kind of on the cutting room floor here that we didn't discuss.
A lot of, what's the word? Gubbins, right?
Gubbins. That could be the word of the pod.
There you go. There you go. Everybody look that up. Gubbins. G-U-B-B-I-N-S.
What the hell
Gubbins.
Does that mean?
Well, you're going to have to look it up, won't you, Gordon?
You've been listening to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, sponsored by SEBPO and by Rate Optics. If you like our podcast, please patronize our sponsors. If you have submissions or ideas for future shows, or if you'd like to be a guest, email the hosts at podcast@BorrellAssociates.com. Thanks for listening. If you like our show, give us a thumbs up or a like on your favorite podcast platform or on LinkedIn.